Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. As the leaves continue to fall and the air grows crisper, people all over Milwaukee are getting in the Halloween spirit. This year, the way we celebrate All Hallows Eve is going to look different. One way to celebrate safely during the coronavirus pandemic is to seek out one of the many outdoor areas in Milwaukee that some claim to be haunted. Gothic Milwaukee founder Anna Lardnoy wrote an article for this month's Milwaukee magazine that offers a few suggestions, and she joins me now to share more. Anna Lardnoy, welcome back to Lake Effect. It's a pleasure to have you back.
It is such a delight to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I cannot wait to talk about spooky Milwaukee with you today.
Right. So your piece in Milwaukee Magazine this month is a list of outdoor haunted locations in Milwaukee. So one thing I'm just wondering off the bat is, do outdoor places tend to be less or more haunted than what people typically think of when they are looking for places for spooky tales, like indoor places or houses or old buildings?
Right. Well, I think that we think of a haunted house, but ghosts have existed as long as people have, and there haven't been houses for as long as people have. So pretty much anywhere people have been, they've left an imprint, and there can be ghosts. The reason that we chose to gather these particular sites this year is because we're all having a different type of Halloween. And so we can still have a spooky but safe and socially distant ghost-seeking time with the places that are on the list.
Yeah, definitely spooky and socially distant is key. And there's a common theme in your list of haunted locations: parks and cemeteries. So why is that in general? I imagine, of course, these are places a lot of people frequent, and cemeteries a lot of people frequent, just in a different way, both living and dead.
Absolutely. And I think that that's exactly it. A ghost story starts because people have experiences in an area. And the more people who are in an area, the higher the chances that people are going to have these repeated experiences, share them, and pass them down through the generations, which makes it a really fun part of local Milwaukee history.
Definitely. So let's get into some of these. We'll start with Lake Park. What is spooky or haunted about there?
Well, Lake Park to me is completely fascinating because there are these persistently sinister stories. But if you look at the history of the park itself, nothing has happened there that you can really trace these things to until you go back to the formation of the park. So the stories are all about the Lion Bridge. And people talk about walking across the Lion Bridge, even on a sultry summer day, and feeling cold spots. They also talk about hearing the sinister laughter of children as they cross the bridge, which is very unnerving. And some people have even claimed to see apparitions of bands of children at the mouth of the bridge, almost guarding the area. But there's never been any tragedy with children in the park. Some people believe that the source of these stories is the very land that Lake Park is built on, because your listeners probably know that at one time that was a place for Native people to have rituals and do other sacred practices. And the park had a number of effigies that were destroyed in the creation of the park. There is one that remains. So this is a particularly fun place to go if you have a mixed group. And what I call a mixed group is some people who like to keep it spooky and some people who don't. You get the spookiness for the people with the bridge, and you get the great history because you can actually see one of these Native effigies as they were originally done, because there is a protected one there. So it's a win-win for everyone, Lake Park.
So we're going to continue the park theme here, but we're going to go south now. So Grant Park, what lies there?
Grant Park is probably the park I'm asked the most about. And I partially think that is because of the misunderstanding of the motto that is written over the entrance of the bridge. So what is carved in the wood is, enter these wild woods and view the haunts of nature. And I think that people have interpreted that to mean it's haunted. But that was not the intention of the phrase that's carved there. However, there have been a number of really interesting stories that come out of the park anyway. And this is another story that contains a mysterious bridge. Now, people talk about seeing a misty apparition as they walk over that bridge, either coming up from the side or suddenly appearing next to them as they cross that ravine on the bridge. Terrifying. But I think what's even scarier is what people have reported seeing on the trails, or maybe not seeing so much as experiencing. People have claimed to see a glowing apparition of a woman who's clad all in white. And they claim to see also children that had drowned generations ago rising from the lake. But I think the thing that would frighten me the most if I experienced it is the ghostly screams that sometimes come from the depth of those woods at night, and that feeling of people say that they're of being chased, that they can actually hear the breath of someone chasing them, and then it passes them right by. And I don't know that I could handle that experience, especially as a solo walker at night. I would be very concerned.
Yeah, especially when our brains are certainly heightened if we're walking alone anywhere. And are most of these incidents are occurring either at like dusk or nighttime, any daytime things in Whitnall or Grant rather?
Well, I think that there's always an opportunity for an apparition to make itself seen to you. I think it's a lot less likely when it's very busy. But when you find those quiet spots and you connect, you never know what's going to happen.
And right near Grant Park is Whitnall Park. So what kind of things are happening there?
So Whitnall Park has its own gauzy white lady roaming its grounds. And she is a little different because she appears to be a mother in distress. So people claim that they see a footless, gauzy white apparition of a young woman kind of by the pond area near the waterfall. And they claim that when she catches sight of them, it looks like she's going to approach them, but she is interrupted by the sounds of a ghostly baby crying. And she disappears into the woods to go after her child. No one knows who she is or what the story is with that, but that has been passed down for generations of excited ghost seekers. And I can only imagine the crowds and crowds of late night drives by that area hoping to see this misty woman.
Well, park drives are certainly one of the ways that people can be exposed to this. And you mentioned, you know, all of these are retold stories, perhaps over generations, popular reoccurrences. How do you come across these urban legends?
Well, I keep my ears and eyes open. I really love this type of story because I think not only is it, you know, charming and wonderful, but it really gives you a chance to get to know your city in a better way. So fortunately for me, when people have an experience, they don't normally keep it to themselves. And we can go back into our newspapers and they cover accounts of this. I'm still delighted to find that there was an account of a seance in Blatz's old office building in 1990 in the Milwaukee Journal. This is the kind of thing that I delight in. And so people record these experiences, they share these experiences, they tell them at campfires, and they all make their way towards me.
Now we're going to go from parks for the living to, I suppose, parks for the dead now, for the living to visit. Calvary Cemetery is also on your list of spooky outdoor places to go.
Well, Calvary gets on the list, not because of a ghostly tale that I shared, but just because of something that I find extremely fascinating. And that is that it is the final resting place of one of the priests who was involved in the exorcism that eventually became the movie The Exorcist. And I find that super fascinating. Who knew that we had this mystical occult-like connection to this legendary movie? It's kind of unfortunate that this man, who was an incredibly accomplished man, a professor, a really respected educator, a war veteran, I mean, by all accounts, he was a really exceptional human. But at the end of the day, that big event in his early life really kind of defines how he's remembered. And I guess I am not helping that by retelling this story, but it is a fascinating story. So he was recruited into this group because he was a young priest and he was a strapping, strong guy. And they really needed his physical brawn to hold this subject down while these rites were being given. And so that is how he becomes part of this legendary story. And to his dying day, he never really weighs in on whether or not he believes that there was a fight between good and evil in those rooms in the 1940s, which is when this exorcism happened.
And what's his name? What headstone can people look for?
Well, people can go to the Jesuit section and they can look for Father P. Walter H. Halloran.
Very intriguing.
I thought so too. It just fascinates me. And also taught at Marquette. So all you Golden Eagles.
Yeah, lots of local connections here.
Yeah.
And another cemetery we're going to jump to now is Forest Home, this big, expansive, historical cemetery. I imagine there's lots of stories or things to choose from with this place.
Well, Forest Home Cemetery is a true gem in Milwaukee, and it is really the who's who of anyone who was anyone for most of our history. It's a great place. But if you want to have an unusual experience, you want to go away from the history makers and go to the newer parts of the cemetery, interestingly enough. And they say that these experiences happen in section 62 and 64 of the cemetery. So that's where the newer graves are. And people who are sensitive report having a real reaction in this area. They talk about having terrible headaches, a feeling of acute fearfulness, a panic almost while they're there. And this feeling lasts long after they leave the area, but once they leave, it eventually goes away, comes on quite suddenly, no real explanation for it. There have been some people whose adverse reaction to the area has even included some disturbing images that you might want to check out in the magazine. So I don't want to upset anyone on the air right now, but all very unexplained.
That's interesting that these occurrences, you know, for me as someone who's not too familiar with ghost hunting or things like that, that it's not just seeing an object or an apparition, but it's just a physical feeling that someone can get.
Right. That overwhelming sense of dread seems to be a common feeling, a sense of panic, a feverishness, and those cold spots are legendary. So people feeling those differences of temperature when in the presence of something supernatural.
Well, all very spooky and intriguing tales indeed. And if people want to find out more, they can check out this month's Milwaukee magazine and perhaps explore for themselves. So Anna Lardinoy, thanks very much.
Thank you, and have a spooktacular October.
Anna Lardinoy is the founder of Gothic Milwaukee and Walking Milwaukee. Her article on haunted spots to visit is featured in this month's Milwaukee magazine.